actually.
Oh, baby.
All right, let's go. Let's begin. Ein Hey. Ito be Maseches Tainis, brought down a Maseches Tainis. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Why is a Torah compared to a tree Shenemar? Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. The Torah, it's a tree of life for all those who grasp it. It's our anchor, it's our guideline, it's our very essence. L'mar L'cha, to teach you, Ma'itz Katan Ma'lika D'Gadol. Just like a small wood chip could ignite and flame a big one. Af Tamadei Chachamim Ketanim, young Tamadei Chachamim, Mechadadim Et Agdolim, they could sharpen the great Tamadei Chachamim. The small Tamadei Chachamim, the youngsters, could light up, could it spark, could sharpen the greater ones. V'ayinu D'amar Rav Chanina, very famous teaching. Harbei Lamadati Mirabosai, he said, I learned a lot from my Rebbeim. U'mechaveira Yoter Mirabosai, my Chavrus is I learned more than from my Rebbeim. And from my students I learn the most. I feel this way very, very much in Chinuch. From my students I learn the most. A lot of different pshatim, what that means. From your students you learn the most. Ketava Rambam. Hatamidim osifim chachmas harav marchivim libo. The Talmidim, they add to the wisdom of the Rav and they broaden him, they strengthen him. They increase him, give him greater depth and width. Vizeh b'derech tivi. This is the way of b'derech in a natural way. Through explaining to the students and they ask him questions, he comes to a greater understanding from that which he learned. And everybody knows that when you teach something, you have to really know it, you have to really own it. And when people ask you questions, it gets sharpened, it gets stronger. So that's why when you have students and you have to be in a position to teach, you increase your knowledge. However, there's another inyan here that's mimal mederech teva. Gitav chosim soifer, the heilig chosim soifer, divroim nefloim. V'nevikan tochen dvar. We're going to bring here his words. Katuv. It says in Bereishis, Genesis. V'Hashem amar hamechaseni me'avram asher ne'oseh, shall hide from Avram what I'm about to do. Anybody know what this is talking about? What's the reference? I'm going to hide from Avram what I'm going to do. Anybody know the context?
Yeah.
That's a bad man. Stoman Amora, very good. Very good, Goldstein. Am I going to hide from Avram what I'm about to do to Stoman Amora? Where did he come from? Where did he go? Eitan Goldstein, let's go. The Avram, Hayu. Yilagoy Gadol V'Atsum. Avram's going to be a great nation and powerful. The Nivrchu Bo Kol Gaya Aretz. And all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed through him. Ki yedatif, Hashem says, I knew him. It's a way of affection. Oman asher yitzaveh banav evveto acharav. He commands his children and children after him. V'shamru derech Hashem, to keep the way of Hashem. L'asot tztako v'mishpat, to do tztako mishpat. L'man avi Hashem al Avram at asher dabir alav. In order that Hashem should bring upon Avram everything that Hashem spoke to him about Avram. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was going back and forth. Can I hide from Avram what I'm about to do? Am I going to hide this prophecy from Avram about to destroy Sodom and Amorah? Can I hold back from him? Avram is somebody who teaches his children the Derech HaTorah, the Derech HaYosher, Derech HaTzak of HaMishpat. And Hashem, so to speak, is going back and forth. And we're going to end on a cliffhanger. The Hikshat Achasim Sofer. Shemahi Bonadus Vahanudun Kancha Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on here? This contemplation, this judging, this swaying back and forth of Hashem. If it's proper to impart to Avram the Nevuah because of the validity, the greatness of his actions. What's going on there? This back and forth. Because his actions are great, so therefore I should tell him about what I'm about to do, Stoman and Mori. Why is this back and forth? We don't find such a backwards and forwards with other Nevi'im. Hashem just tells them the prophecies. So why is with Avram Avinu, Hashem, so to speak, has to go back and forth to determine, can I tell him about Sodom and Amorah? What's different about this prophecy? What's different fundamentally about Avram Avinu?